Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. A vaccination program can have a sizable impact on a herd or flock, both financially and in condition. We expect vaccines to protect against detrimental health problems, so they're pretty important. This importance calls for the care of vaccines to be a high priority, since improper handling can render the product useless and waste money. There are three time periods when proper vaccine handling is crucial: during transportation, on-farm storage, and during use. Today, we're going to focus on the first two, transportation and on-farm storage. Inoculations need to be purchased from a reputable business. When ordering vaccine for shipping, it should be sent overnight to ensure proper temperature. When the vaccine arrives, check the temperature of the shipping cooler. If the temp is above 45 degrees Fahrenheit, contact the distributor and arrange to have the vaccine replaced. Ask about storage conditions when buying locally. A suitable dealer will have a temperature log for their cooler. Haul the vaccine in a cooler with ice packs. The bottle shouldn't come directly in contact with the ice or ice pack, so wrap them in paper packing, bubble wrap, or something similar. Direct contact can create cold spots. Animal vaccines should be stored at temperatures between 35 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit and protected from sunlight. Effectiveness can be lost when vaccines are outside of this range. Freezing is most detrimental to killed vaccine products. The structure of the active ingredient is altered, and to top that off, freezing may release toxins that are naturally present in clostridial vaccines, like Pasteurella and Leptospirosis. Modified live vaccines are fragile after they've been mixed, so they need to be injected within 2 hours. Old refrigerators located in a barn may have inconsistencies in temperature regulation. Ideally, the refrigerator should be housed in a temperature-controlled environment. When storing a vaccine for an extended period of time, a temperature data logger is recommended that will record the minimum and maximum temperature each day. At a minimum, a simple refrigerator thermometer should be placed in the refrigerator and checked regularly. Vaccines that have undergone temperature cycles above or below the recommended storage temperature will have reduced efficiency and may even be completely worthless due to deactivation. Let's talk about expiration dates. Vaccines are approved to meet an efficacy standard. Over time, the usefulness of a vaccine will decline. The manufacturer has determined this timeline, from the date of production to critical loss. Check the expiration date on the vaccine and discard any expired product. To reduce the risk of a vaccine becoming outdated, buy only enough vaccine to meet immediate needs. The final hurdle in keeping vaccine viable is during the time of use. Stay tuned next week for information on transporting vaccines to the working facility and handling tips during processing. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.